he realised he was a kumquat. Every show now, every show, a fruit-based reference. And that, I think, is going to lead us nicely into EGX. I think we're going to ask every developer, if their game could be a fruit, what fruit would it be?
What is your obsession with these questions every year?
Because it breaks the ice, Si, and it puts them on their toes. They're all like media trained, right? They're all, you know, you got to be prepared for these answers and things. They're never going to see this question coming.
If they listen to the show, they'll see this question coming.
Yeah, they do enjoy it.
They do enjoy it.
Because all the other stuff's boring, right?
Well, all the other stuff is the same stuff that everyone else has asked them.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask them, like, what their favourite game growing up was?
No, because that's a boring question.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's almost the same as what game has influenced your game, or...
Yeah. You're better off asking something like, what game did you hate when you were growing up? Do you know what I mean? Like, turn it on its head.
What game, if you were allowed to play, remake any license, would you make?
What fruit would your game be? It's going to... Devs, you have been warned. If you're listening to this show, start thinking fruits.
Yeah, it's not confectionery this time, or sandwiches.
No. Times have moved on. You know, people are more sugar conscious, and I think we need to respect those times and move with it. So we will do fruit.
Okay. You're a fruit.
You're a fruit.
Is that offensive? I don't know if that's offensive. Can you call someone fruit?
You can call someone a fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, calling them a vegetable is probably very offensive. But on a fruit, I think you're fine. So moving on swiftly. The EGX is coming up, which is all very exciting. There's more games that have come out on the list.
Varel, we've got one interview confirmed and a couple more in the bag that's coming along.
And it's an interview that I'm actually interested in as well.
Yes, it's one of the ones you requested. One of the others you requested, they've got back to me, and we're just organising the time. The other two I'm waiting for.
I should apologise at this point in the show for the clicking. The clicking is Si playing one of my games.
Oh, is it actually waiting on? What game are you playing? 2 Point Hospital.
And how is 2 Point Hospital the game that I have played?
It is good. There must be a way for me to reduce my clicking.
I think just...
Other than don't play two horse.
Bigger mass map.
Yeah.
It's not the mass map's not going to make a difference because the click is on the mouse.
It's the thickness of the mouse map, I reckon.
Yeah, so the vibration doesn't go through your desk as much.
Yeah. I'm with him.
I think the click sounds going straight into the microphone. It is quite close to my mouse.
I tell you what, everyone be quiet. Side click the mouse. If you think that that's going straight into the microphone, message us on Twitter saying it's going straight to the microphone. If you think
it's an easy test, isn't there?
Mouse mat, just message Si telling him he's an idiot.
There's an easy test.
What?
Mouse mat or no mouse mat?
And now do the opposite?
Oh, yeah, that's got mouse mat. The first one didn't.
That's on the mouse mat. No, the second one's on the mouse mat. That's on the mouse mat.
That's on the mouse mat?
Yeah. I'm going to be so wrong, Aaron.
That's on the mouse mat.
No, that's not on the mouse mat.
Yeah, Dave's right.
Ah, come on!
But you can still hear it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter which one. but yeah, so 2 Point Hospital. I wanted to play that. I just didn't get around to it.
It looked really good.
Yeah, theme hospital style with a slightly weird sense of humour.
I'm going to find a clicking solution. Give me a second.
Okay.
There's probably like a script that can take it out. Anyway, so EGX is coming up. We're looking at more games. Division 2 is going to be there, which is quite a big scoop for...
Yeah.
I can't remember what the parent company for Eurogamer is. Is it Eurogamer Networks? Or Gamer Network, isn't it? That's it.
Yeah. It's a
big scoop for them. I'd say that's a huge scoop for them.
Well, has it not been at PAX or anything?
I don't think it's been shown anywhere.
Okay. They've had some gameplay.
I could be wrong. It might have been at Gamescom.
Okay. I've seen some gameplay footage. I think it was a E3, wasn't it? Gameplay footage.
Yes.
But you couldn't play usual... it.
No, well, it had the usual scripted nonsense. Yeah. Did you see, talking of big scoops, have you seen the golf, you know, the game, the Golf Club, that was like the little upstart early access game from...
Didn't they do a sequel?
They did a sequel, and then this year they've released the Golf Club 2019, and they've got the license for the PGA.
What?
Because EA's dropped it, haven't they?
Well, EA haven't done anything. I don't think they've officially dropped it.
Okay.
But yeah, they've got the full license, which is pretty mad. You know, that's in the space of, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
They've gone from plucky upstart to full-on badass.
I've not seen that at all.
Right, sorry, can you just pause your game?
Paused away.
Tell us about Two Point Hospital.
Well, I'm pretty early on. I'm just building a ward, and so far it's identical to, or almost identical to Theme Hospital, which I like, but I already own.
The reviews were saying about the receptionist.
What about the receptionist?
Apparently it sounds the same as Theme Hospital, or it's mocking Theme Hospital.
Let me click on them and see what they sound like. Hang on. I have to cancel building this room I'm building.
This is powerful. Oh,
this is,
it doesn't. Wait. If I can get it, I might be even be able to. Hang on. If
you audio, go on. Loot. Go on.
Call if I can get him to say something, he's not saying anything. Oh, they do the announcements, don't they? I haven't heard him do one yet, though. You know, like the doctor to reception room. If I drag a doctor out of the GP's office, maybe they'll do it. But I've got a male receptionist, which I don't think you had in the first one.
I guess again, that's, you know, an update for the modern times.
Yeah, there's no he didn't. Yeah, the receptionist not saying anything. There seems to be some hospital radio going on, which wasn't in the first game. Is it some advert at the moment for a thing that flies around your head so you can tell the time?
Yeah. I think some of the adverts are quite funny, but
yeah. Oh, so you can watch time fly. Ugh, waiting for that pun at the end. But yes, it's very similar to Theme Hospital otherwise. Thus far, you know, they've changed the illnesses. And
you still got light bulb head though, haven't you? Light headed.
Yes.
Have you got
I don't think that is in it.
It is. I've seen it on some streams.
Thus far they've got grout and something else. Let's see what illnesses they have. Grout. Oh, misery guts. Misery guts is a new one. That probably used to be piles, which you used to get from eating pizza under the sink. 3-day-old pizza under the sink. Funny story, I know someone who did that recently, and then they were ill. Don't eat pizza from under a sink.
No.
Well, or under your bed for several days. No. I think theirs was under their bed, not under their sink, but...
Yeah, no, fridge is where you need to keep your 2-day-old pizza.
Well, bin is where you need to put your 3-day-old pizza.
Probably.
I have. Go on, Aaron.
You're still going to plug away at that for a bit until Dave plays.
Well, I've stopped at the moment. Yeah, no, I've just stopped.
He hasn't stopped because his microphone just went weird.
No, he stopped playing. That means he's downloading some game on Steam. Probably his Steam kicked in. That's what happens. You stop playing a game, and all of a sudden it starts downloading games. So it kills.
Is it better now?
Yeah, that's better.
There we go. Magic. The magic of the internet.
Yeah. It is indeed the magic of the internet. Do you know what else is magical?
What's that?
I've actually played some games this week.
You haven't played Two Point Hospital.
I have not, no. I played Mysterium on Steam because it was part of the
Humble
Tabletop bundle, yeah. We played on the Discord server, the Virtual Hour podcast, nicely hosted Discord server that most people that I play with go on. And we went on, we played Mysterium. It was very confusing at first trying to understand what on earth is going on. But I quite like it. So essentially Mysterium works that one of you is a ghost, i.e. been murdered, and then the rest of you need to try and work out who the murderer is. And the first round, each of you needs to guess which suspect you're meant to be guessing. The next round, you need to guess where it is, and the last one is with what. And then the final round is which combination of who, what, and where is right.
Okay.
It's a mix of Dixit and Cluedo. Dixit and Cluedo. Because you have to do it through abstract picture clues.
It is. And yeah, so the ghost is hinting to you with weird cards with completely random abstract pictures on it that they have to try and work out a logic to that would suggest to you what the answer is.
So I've only done it... I've played the physical board game version recently.
Okay. Apparently it's very, very similar. I think the only difference is that I think physical board game might be more fun because you can see people trying not to give away clues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess they can't give away clues in...
It lacks that.
So does the murderer know they are the murderer? Or?
No, so it's not the person. So you are... Okay. You play just, clairvoyance.
Okay, you're all detective, effectively.
Yeah. You're psychic detectives. So you're all clairvoyant, so you're not the murderer.
Okay, cool.
So it's not like Cluedo in that respect.
No, one of you isn't the murderer.
Well, right. I don't think you are. You don't know, though, do you? You don't know.
It's irrelevant in Cluedo, isn't it?
Yeah, you may as well not be the people. You may as well be detectives.
Yeah, you just pawns moving around the board. Which pawn you are only determines what your starting position is.
Yeah.
Because other people can move you around.
What, in Cluedo?
Mm-hmm.
It's so long since I played it.
I'm really struggling to remember this.
Yeah. So when you call someone to
you around?
Yes, so when you get called to a room, when someone says...
you've got to go to that room.
If somebody guesses you automatically move to that room.
Mm. So you can actually use that to... Here you go, here's some top Cluedo sleuthing tips. If you think someone's close to the answer, start always dragging, and you know, even if you don't have a desire to find out who the murderer is, or you already know who the murderer is, keep dragging them to your room.
Grief them.
Yes, yeah, do it. You can drag them to your room,
Yeah, because they've got to go to...
the middle, the stairs.
Well, you've got to go to a room to guess, haven't you?
You've got to go to the room where it is, yeah. So you can just keep dragging him back and dragging him back. That's one Cluedo tip. There's more. Maybe that'll be Cluedo tip of the week.
Cluedo tip of the week.
Is that the jingle for it now?
Yep.
I'm not doing it again then.
So I've been playing Mysterium. That was all right. Then we played on Tabletop Simulator. A bit of Azul, which I love. I've talked to you before about Azul. And then I started playing Skyrim on the Switch.
Okay.
And as is the way with Switch games, I'm already further than I ever managed to get when I was playing on the PC. And I've gone to the place that you get sent to. Is it the Greybeards?
What? Oh, on the mountain.
Up on the mountain.
The Fuzradars.
I've been sent up on the mountain to the Fuzradars, and I've realised how expensive it is to buy a house.
Yes.
5,000 gold?
Yeah, it's a later game thing.
Well, I want a house now to store stuff in.
Can't you do that anyway?
So apparently you can put it in anything. Yeah, but I'm worried that it might get nicked.
No, they don't.
Sure?
Yes, it doesn't get nicked. However, some of the chests do despawn. At least on
so it needs to be a piece of furniture, does it?
You have to find the right piece of furniture that doesn't despawn. There's a couple.
What's the right piece of furniture? I don't know. There's a wiki about
it. Yeah, there's a wiki, and it tells you all about all the different furniture.
All right, so I need to do that basically.
Yeah, just find where one of them, or just sell it all, because all the stuff you get early on is pretty pathetic later on, so you may as well just...
No, I got dragon bone.
Okay.
Shut it, Si.
Sell everything else then.
So why are you playing this on Switch?
Because I can play it wherever I am at any time.
But you've got a PSVR.
I've got an Oculus, more to the point.
Yeah. You've got an Oculus.
Yeah. And Aaron's got it. And Aaron's got it on
the Steam VR.
Steam, yeah.
SteamVR.
But again, it's just that much more convenient.
Yeah, but you could play in VR. Has anyone tried it in VR?
Yeah, I really liked it.
You liked it, okay? Because it was on sale on the PSVR the other week, but I couldn't. Trouble is, the PSVR, the Move controllers don't have.
Yeah, they're not
joysticks.
Yeah, they're not as good.
Have you seen that PSVR game at the moment, though? It looks amazing. Firewall something or other.
It looks like a bad Rainbow Six.
It looks like a good Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
It looks like a bad Rainbow Six.
Would it be one you want the gun for?
Yes.
Yeah, you need the gun for it. I didn't realise the gun wasn't just a plastic shell.
That's what I was hoping.
No, it's got it's got control sticks.
It has a joystick on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see, if you could use that as your left hand on Skyrim, that would be quite good, because you could use that to like move yourself forward and backward and stuff. That's what you really need.
It's a shame the Move controller didn't have the bauble on top, because the Move came as two parts, didn't it? You had the wand.
Yes, it had the navigation part.
And then
part,
you had the navigation part. But the navigation part didn't have the bauble on the top, so you couldn't use it for positional.
I mean, why they haven't released something, I don't know. It's too late now. They should have done it before.
Oh, they should have, released basically an updated version of the Move controllers that actually had better stuff in them.
But they just wanted to launch at the lowest price possible, right?
Yeah.
I bet they had loads of Move controllers laying around.
Possibly. They sold theirs out pretty quick because it was impossible to get Move controllers at one point.
It was so hard to get Move controllers.
I believe the premium is still quite high on them.
Because I had to buy mine second hand. It still costs nearly what a...
They're really hard to get hold of. But I really like the look of that Firewall game. I completely get what you're saying, Si, that it looks like Rainbow Six, but I don't think that's a bad thing. That's like saying something looks like a really good game, right?
Yeah. I did.
Where did Honeypot Espionage go?
It was never supposed to come out, I don't think.
Was it not? Was that a film?
No, they were never going to release it, yeah.
I
looked at their website the other week and they said it might come out.
That was a competitive shooter in VR.
It's on Steam. It is on Steam. Coming soon.
Okay.
It says free to play in the...
Ooh. Okay. That might be worthwhile. That's a sort of a team-based shooter where one of you is the... Are you one defending and one attacking? I can't remember now.
No, this is a different game. Honeypot Espionage is the one where you're visible if you move.
Yeah. And you were trying to attack each other in the...
It was like Super Hot.
It wasn't team-based, was it? It was individual. Deathmatch. It was deathmatch sort of thing.
I mean, they could do team-based, but...
So, if you moved, you became visible. Or if you shot, they could see you and stuff like that. Yeah, so it was a bit like Super Hot, but instead of time moving on, you just became visible.
Mm-hmm.
So... People could easily shoot you. They could shoot you anyway, but obviously you...
Could they bump into you when you were invisible?
No, because there's no feedback, is there, really? I don't think they could. I don't know whether you appeared if you were next to each other enough. I don't know. We only had one go each, I think. It was over quite quick, because I think the games are quite quick.
Yeah, it was quite fun. I remember it being fun and thinking. I wouldn't pay a premium for it, but I could see it hitting the same niche as Super Hot.
Yeah, it's a little thing. If they charge maybe a tenner for it, I think that'd be about the right price point for that.
Yeah, maybe if they added some other mechanics or, you know, intelligent ways to use it. Because that's what Superhot does, really.
Yeah. Say honeypot-ish.
Espionage.
Oh, yeah, that's free to play. Yeah, it says free to play.
No, when you click it, it just says not available. Yeah. I've got a T-shirt.
Sweet. Yeah, so that looked like a nice
game. That sounds intriguing. I'm interested as to how that would play if it's 1v1. So well, I can imagine there's just long periods of nothingness.
It's not 1v1, it's everyone for themselves. So I guess if there's two people in the thing, then it would be 1v1, but I think you could have... I don't know what their maximum player count was.
Right.
They had bots as well, because obviously we were playing against bots in the session we were playing, because it was only one set up. But yeah, that was that looks like it's coming out as free to play. So
supported by buying costumes and stuff.
I assume so. I assume you can buy costumes or I don't know. Maybe they're just releasing it free to play anyway and not having any. If they haven't got any servers, if it's peer to peer, maybe they're just doing it as a student thing. But I don't know, because it's Pocket Size Get Hands was the developer. It wasn't National Film and Television School. But they might have been attached. I don't know,
some sort of affiliation.
Yeah, because most of those National Film and Television School games, just we haven't seen again.
That was that Bear and Fox one, wasn't there?
Yeah, and the Sparkapalooza or whatever it was from... last year or was that the year before? I don't know. But yeah, there's loads of them and yeah, they've just disappeared. Games that, looked quite interesting at the time and we interviewed them.
They were interesting. I think that's all they were designed to be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Interesting little projects. But it was interesting to see what people were capable of at such an early stage in their career. Like, it was really impressive, some of the stuff.
Oh, yeah. And they had to do all the marketing and everything and take it to the show. It's just a shame they never did the releasing part.
Do you remember that story one, Aaron, last year that we played, and the guy basically modelled an entire mobile phone into the game?
I'm trying to remember that one.
Like, you could use the phone as if it was a phone. But
on
the mobile game. No, it's a PC one. And you're like driving around in a car and then you go out of the car and you're going up and talking to people.
Oh,
it was top down.
Yeah.
But I think it was in the Sega section, wasn't it? Well, no, not the Sega.
Square Enix
section, yeah. But it was someone's film school project. Oh no, it was the film school. It was the film school.
Okay, yeah.
Along their little section.
Because they had their own section, didn't they?
There are quite a few games along there. Yeah. They always put so much effort into those film school stuff. You know, their little showcases.
It's always really impressive.
Yeah. Even the bad ones are impressive.
Well, given the fact they've had less than a year
to
develop this game.
And that's the thing that's really impressive with them. It's like, you can imagine what these guys can do once they're experienced.
Yeah, if they get some experience behind them, some libraries behind them, and then they've got given enough time and free rein.
Yeah.
See what they can produce. The Occupation we saw. The Occupation game.
Oh yeah, that's
coming out next month.
I'm really intrigued for that one.
Yeah. So
it's been on my radar for a long time.
So. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Is that the Cold War one? There is, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The thriller one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that looked quite good. We got to give it a go, did we, Aaron?
No, I didn't think we ever got to play it. We got to talk about it, but I don't think we ever got to play it. So that's good. Ooh. Oh, speaking of interviews, I've just uploaded a new video. Dulac and Faye from Rezd. I had some time and I got that video up.
So here's the golden question. Are all videos going to be up before
EGX, no.
Yeah. From the previous EGX.
No. No, what I'm trying to do this for this year is prep anything we're going to do. So get all the trailers and everything ready, so as soon as we get the video and the audio, I can just put it in and create the video.
Genius.
So if I know we've got an interview for a game, I'm going to prep up the whole scene minus the actual interview and then just slot the interview in, hopefully. And then I'll just have to do some tweaks to get it to fit. But yeah, that's the idea, is that I'll prep a couple of videos so that straight after the weekend I can get some videos up. As soon as I've done the audio editing, I can get the videos up. That shouldn't be
great stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's that. Hopefully we'll have some big interviews this year.
Yeah, there's a couple in the pipe. It'll be interesting to see what lands. I never get my hopes up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But we've had a few. Normally Warner Brothers have come through for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what comes this year.
Well, talk about so Hitman 2 is going to be there, aren't they?
Yes.
Which is IDOS, but it's no.
No, it's IO.
Crystal
Dynamics.
IO.
IO, yeah. It's IO Interactive.
Which was part of IDOS.
Yeah, it got bought out, didn't it? They bought themselves back.
They bought themselves out. Yeah. And now they're being published by Warner Brothers.
So it'll be really interesting. Are they?
They are.
I was going to say, it'd be really interesting to see what they can do when they're left to their own devices.
Well, so yesterday they did a stream of the, or the, a couple of days ago, they did a stream of the Season 1 stuff in Season 2. So you can go, if you're in the Season 1, you can go back and do the Season, or version, or Hitman 2, as they're calling it. It's not a season, is it? You can go back to the Season 1 stuff and play it with all the features they've implemented in Season 2.
Don't you get that for free if you own Season 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
they're updating the engine for Season 1 to the Season 2 engine.
Oh, they're just doing that to Season 1, are they?
Well, I don't know. I assume that's what they were doing. Because otherwise, how are they going to do it?
Yeah, you buy Season 2 and Season 2 looks and sees if you own Season 1, I guess. Oh, that wouldn't really work on console or anything, though, would it?
No.
You might be correct, then.
So I suspect there'll be a patch to Season 1 that's just basically the Season 2 engine. Maybe Season 2 will include Season 1 as well?
No, so all of missions to Hitman's first season were updated and playable within Hitman 2.
Yeah, okay. So they're re-releasing them into Hitman 2.
So what was the thing about if you own Season 1 you'll be able to play them? Because I heard
probably you won't have to purchase them again in Hitman 2.
Yes. So, yeah, if you don't own Season 1, you'll have to buy them to play them. If you own Season 1, you don't. But I wonder how they're going to do that on console, though. I guess it's not too hard, is it? Nowadays.
It'll be tied to your account, won't it?
How?
It'll be like buy Hitman 2 Upgrade Edition or something. Or
Yeah,
but if you've got the disc of Hitman 1...
If you've got the disc of Hitman 1,
they
maybe
could
not.
They did it with Rock Band, didn't they? If you put the disc in with Rock Band 1 and you entered the code that came with Rock Band 2, you could download the content. I'm sure it was something like that.
So you could only do... That's a bit weird. But that means that you can just swap the Hitman 1 disc around your friends and just unlock it all.
I'm sure it was something. I may have got it the wrong way around. It may be the other way around, but I'm sure it was something.
We'll find out.
I've got it. Yeah.
Well, I've got it on Steam, so I've got it digitally anyway, so.
Oh. Alright. Nice to show off, blimey.
I think they've given away half of it for free on Steam by now, haven't they?
Probably. Giving away stuff away.
Yeah.
A bit like Battlefront and Battlefield expansions.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so from September the 11th, I think it is.
Too slow, Dave, too slow.
You will be able to play Battlefield 1 Premium for free.
But they've been giving away all the expansions for over the last few months anyway.
Wow. That's nice.
Do you know, all it's telling me is I need to stop buying the season passes, because I keep buying them, and then the same with Battlefront, and then never playing them by the time the stuff goes free in it anyway.
Battlefield.
Battlefield, Battlefront, both of them.
Yeah. Battlefront, I actually haven't bought the second one.
No, I haven't either. And it's getting very cheap.
Yeah, it's getting towards that
pricing point. Although it might end up in, you know, Plus or something. Which, we're going to have to try Destiny 2. That's another thing I never...
Destiny 2, I've got it on the PC.
I've got it on PC and PS4.
Oh, I've got it on both. Are you going to make me play it on PC? Is this what's going to happen?
I'm going to do PC.
Yeah, it's installed on the PC.
Oh. But I get trophies on the console.
You get
cards.
Something on the PC, yeah.
You get what?
Cards.
Cards?
Yeah, if you got it on Steam.
It's not on Steam.
Oh, it's not on Steam, is it? It's on that BattleNet or whatever it is.
BethesdaNet. No, not BethesdaNet. Oh, which one? All these launches, oh my god.
Oh,
Steam.
I'm trying to find...
It's just ridiculous, Bethesda. Yeah.
Quake Champions doesn't launch through the through Bethesda launcher for some reason. Or maybe it does, but it's not on there. Elder Scrolls Online isn't on the Bethesda launcher.
No.
Star Wars Old Republic isn't on the EA launcher, Origin launcher. Stupid GOG.
Twitch?
I have Bethesda launcher, but I don't know where it is. No, wait. No, I don't want Bethesda. Which one do I want?
BattleNet, isn't it?
Yes, so I have Heroes of Storm and Hearthstone there, so I must have BattleNet. Well, there's that, anyway.
They did rename it at one point, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It's not called BattleNet now. What's it called?
It is called BattleNet.
I reckon if I click Hearthstone, it'll try and load it.
Yeah.
I keep looking at the... I don't know, I keep looking at is the new expansion for World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've... So they've just updated the graphics to Bat Desert.
Have they?
Yes.
They're really quite nice.
Bat Desert remastered it is now. They've re-updated the graphics.
Because it was quite nice before.
It was. And now they've made it even prettier.
Hmm. Can ruin my graphics card even more.
Yes. But yeah, so I've only played a little bit of it, but yeah, I didn't play much of that. I have been going back to old games though. Been
you
playing Mass Effect. Played a bit more Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Witcher 3 I went back into and finished Heart of Stone. So I've got Blood and Wine to go next.
Oh, I still need to start that game. I'm so far behind.
I went back into Rocksmith and realised I've forgotten everything about playing guitar, so I need to have another go at that and actually practice regularly. And then I've played some Strange Brigade.
Oh, is it good?
It's alright, yeah. Yeah.
This is the action shooter from Rebellion.
Yes, it is. It's alright. I think it is really a multiplayer game. It is a co-op game. Playing it single player, it's okay, but it's just okay. The voicing of the woman I'm playing is a bit off-putting. Just sounds like a really over-the-top accent. I think she's supposed to be a Brummie, but I could be wrong.
What have you got this on?
PC. Steam.
Okay.
So, we could all play, but we could all play separately at the moment. So we'd have to... We'd have to have our own account copies to play together, though. So don't think it's cross-play. So that's unfortunate. We haven't gone back to No Man's Sky.
We haven't gone back to No Man's Sky.
No, I need to do it. Right. We're doing that this week, because I haven't played that yet.
You haven't got it on PC, though.
Oh, you losers. Where's my trophies?
Trophies are so old hat now. Do you get cards for that one?
Cards? What the hell are you on about cards?
Steam cards.
You can cheat the cards. You can install Idolmaster and get them all.
Yeah,
you're just
cheating
yourself.
Though, don't you? You only get four.
I don't know how many you get.
Yeah, you get four.
Even then you sell them all. from all those Humble Bundles I bought. I'm making some money back.
Yeah, 4 pence a card or something.
It soon adds up. You think, if you pay, I bet some of these bundles I must have paid $1 for. $1? A pound. And if they got like 10 games at 4 pence a card.
Yeah. You get 4 cards each.
Get £4.
You don't get 10 games in the $1 version.
Bad mass. £1.60.
So yeah. So that's what I've been playing. I haven't been playing much of anything really. I'll move to the DS and start playing New Leaf again.
Oh, that was what sorry, Aaron, you just reminded me. I don't know if I talked about it in last week's show, but my Vita has been lost for the best part of like 2 months, 3 months. I finally found it. and I've been playing Titan Souls.
Okay.
Oh, that's a all right game.
It's a bit tough.
It is tough. It is good, but it's tough.
It's not a. It's not that great.
No. I'm trying to remember. I got quite far in it in the end, I think. It took me a couple of goes at the first boss, but...
Which was the first one? The blobs?
Arrow. You shoot arrows into his eye, I think.
You shoot arrows at everyone. That seems to be the only attack.
That is the theme of the game.
Yeah. It's alright. It is one that I'll go back to and I will play. Yeah, it's one of those ones that I'll definitely carry on playing. It's good enough for a portable. Yeah, I've managed to get a remote play working better, so that's quite good. I'm not quite sure how it will hold up actually playing a game rather than just looking at menus, but it seems to work.
Yeah, mine was working all right. You have to fiddle around with it. Switching between direct connection and network connection didn't work very well. It didn't auto-switch very well. It tried to do a direct connection when it really didn't have the signal. Is what I found. If you allowed it to do direct connection and it had the tiniest amount of signal, it would use direct connection. Even though that was a lot worse than going over the network. So, yeah, that's what I found. So I had to turn direct connection off and then it worked okay.
Yeah, I'll have a fiddle.
So you just, yeah.
So I've been playing Dark Titan Souls on there. I tried a game called Uncanny Valley.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that looks very similar to a different game that's also on the Vita called, which I completed, Not Home, Not Gone Home. What is it called? It's called something like that. It looks a bit like Home as well, but it's not.
Okay.
Game's gone out of my head. The logos look almost identical on them.
So, Gone Home's coming to the Switch soon.
Yeah, they postponed it at the last minute by about a month.
Ah, okay.
And with a cryptic note saying there'll be news.
Oh,
back
okay.
Next month.
That's weird, because you'd have thought they'd got the hang of porting that to everything now.
Yeah, you'd have thought so. Undertale's coming out on the Switch this week, I think, or next week.
Ah, okay.
Right. So that's pretty cool.
I still need to finish that.
Undertale. Is it as good as people say?
Well, that's why I've not finished it, because I'm not getting into it.
Apparently it's quite interesting, the freedom it gives you. Because
yeah.
You can play it in passive, and you do... And the various different ways you play it affects the game. And it does actually affect your outcome and things.
It's a bit abstract, but...
Yeah.
Interesting nonetheless.
Dave, have you played We Happy Few yet?
No.
I was going to say, that's one of the ones you got, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it is.
And Monster Hunter.
Oh, you bought it, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. And you bought Monster Hunter, didn't you?
And Monster Hunter's available, yeah.
But you haven't played that one either.
No. Nope.
Did you play it? I thought, oh no, Monster Hunter World you were playing, weren't you?
On the Xbox.
Whatever, yeah.
Yes, I've got it on the Xbox, but everyone's playing on the PC.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting to bring my long micro USB cable up.
Okay. For your and controller.
I can't be. Yeah, well, I can't be bothered to reach around the back and sort of fumble around to find the dongle to bind a controller to the PC.
Oh, right, yeah.
So for now, I am not touching it. But yeah, it's there if anyone wants to give Monster Hunter World a go.
I might do it at some point, but
it's definitely there. 2 Point Hospital's got me intrigued. I've in my wanting to go back to Warcraft, I've gone back to playing Elder Scrolls Online.
I need to try that.
Elder Scrolls Online is fantastic. They really have worked on it since release.
I haven't got off the tutorial island yet. I've got Morrowind as well, isn't it?
I've got Morrowind, I've got Somerset Isle, I think, on the PC version. But they've really worked on it, and it's great fun.
Yeah, because I didn't like it when it first came out. It seemed a bit fetch questy. But then again, it's an MMO.
It was. It absolutely was. Now, because the levels don't... I've taken out leveling in terms of content. So there's just content, and you can choose to play it however you want, whenever you want, in whatever way you want. Apart from raids, I think, which are... They are skill capped, so you've got to have unlocked certain skills and strengths and staminas and you leveled up your character enough.
Okay.
But yeah, it's brilliant. I really enjoy it.
I'm definitely going to have to give it another go.
On PC, yeah?
Yeah, I'll put it on PC.
Get involved. I'm by no means far, because it's one of these games that I dabble with rather than play. Like, Wildstar, I played. Like, you know, I played a lot of Wildstar. This I very much just dabble in.
```================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ your
Have
podcast.
You?
Yes. I've been
How does that work, then?
Dabbling at that. So I've got a multi-stream account set up.
Okay.
So that it's linked to our Mixer, our Twitch, and our YouTubes.
Have we got Mixer?
Yes.
So I can stream from my Xbox?
Yes.
Nice.
It's the... Because we've got a Hotmail account.
We've got Mixer.
We've got a Mixer account.
I see how this works.
Because it's Microsoft. So I've linked them all up. I've got...
We haven't got a Musical.ly account.
No.
We're never going to be down with the kids without a Musical.ly account.
Without what account?
Musical.ly. Come on, Dave. What are you, 2017?
No idea. You're speaking
Musical.ly. You got to get down with the kids. Play Musical.ly. Get on Musical.ly.
I am down with my 4-year-old and 2-year-old, so I guess they're kids.
They're probably young enough to be on Musical.ly.
They're not really on the internet, to be fair.
Neither should the kids on Musical.ly be.
Okay. That bad, is it?
It's like people trying to be Justin Bieber when they're about 12, but, you know, all the hyper-sexualized stuff.
Oh, okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
Let's not talk about this on our show.
There is a YouTube video from someone. Wait, let me find his name.
No, we're good. Elder Scrolls is well worth playing.
Yeah, but yeah, so I've set up all the streaming, because the idea is that maybe next week or the week after, we will stream the show live.
That'd be nice.
And I shall play a game, or one of us will play a game while we're streaming, so that there is some video to go with the audio.
Ooh.
Or all of us will play a game together while we're streaming.
Well, especially
this
if we
is
do, like,
extreme.
Just hope our internets will survive.
Oh, we must have some, like... Golf with Friends or something.
Oh, Golf with Friends would definitely work, right? Honestly.
What's that cock game?
Mount Your Friends?
No, he means...
Oh.
The one that I...
Cock know. In the butt, what's it called?
No, it's...
The one that I really enjoy!
Penis Friends.
Jousting, penis jousting.
Genital jousting.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. We'll have a If we can, we'll do some practice between now and next episode, and then we'll get it going.
What, a genital jousting?
No, it's setting up a stream that actually works and we don't all lag out.
I think we're going to practice genital jousting.
Mm. That's exactly what everyone wants to be doing.
But I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't really have too much else to say on the matter. So we'll get some streaming done, shall we?
Yep.
We could do our adventures in Elder Scrolls if we're all going to be playing that.
Ooh. So this is quite a tricky one to do, though, isn't it? Because there's a lot. You have to sort of pay attention to all the chat boxes and.
Yeah, well, we can test stream that.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Because we can do that as just a stream of the game rather than a podcast at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, we'll look at that. Pay attention to the Twitters, because I've linked it to Twitter, so it'll announce when we go live.
Oh, all this fancy stuff.
Aaron, way too fancy.
I'm getting there.
Have we got TwitchBot as well?
No. But we have got Streamlabs, so that we can get the combined chat back.
Ooh.
So that should be good.
Oh, sounds very good. Si?
Yes?
Can people follow you anywhere on social media these days?
No.
Fantastic. They could get in touch with you at the show, at the Loopcasters?
No.
Don't get in touch with Si.
I am a man not to be found.
You can get in touch with Aaron at...
AaronHUK.
You can get in touch with me over at Flyshe. You can get in touch with Si over at the Loopcasters.
You can so go at UKBG Deals. That will still come to me.
You need to get a new Twitch thing. New Twitter thing.
New Twitter. I mean, I could just adjust that and then I'll have thousands of followers immediately.
You should so do that. We should change that to the Loopcasters one. we can follow the entire show at the Loopcasters. You can email us at theloopcasters@hotmail.com. We're all getting distracted by video games. Until next week, it's a bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.